Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Nissan this week released their latest generation Leaf electric car, an important model for the Japanese importer, given the Leaf is the world's biggest selling electric car. 410,000 Leafs have been sold since 2010, now in 51 world markets. The first generation Leaf arrived here in 2011, and some 635 were sold through 12 dealers. The new model, a five-door hatch, will be sold through Nissan's 89-strong dealer network, so where to from here? Electric car sales in the first half of this year tally just 316, 78 less than the same time last year. Not a very encouraging sign, and the reason is simple. Early adopters of electric cars will pay heavily. The new Nissan Leaf is $49,990, a similar sized and equipped new Mazda 3 is $20,000 cheaper. And yes, an electric car is cheaper to run, as Nissan showed us this week, and I drove it around Melbourne suburbs, and to be honest, I was underwhelmed by the experience. Quiet, yes. Smooth and talky, the new Leaf now has 110 kilowatts of power, 320 newton metres of torque, and a range of 270 k's, enough for most drivers to do their weekly commute without having to charge. The battery capacity, now 40 kilowatt hours compared to 24 kilowatt hours in the first generation. Despite the lift in technology, the initial purchase price is still the biggest downer to Nissan Leaf ownership. I'm David Berthon.